Today is February 6th, year 2011, fifth Sunday after Epiphany. This is a brief little sermon we're giving today, and it's just about workaholism. We learned a lot about that. I was reading today in my chapter of Exodus, when God told Moses to tell Pharaoh to let my people go. So I want them to go out for 3 days, and really permanently, ultimately, to sacrifice, to be able to pray, to be able to talk about the faith, to be able to think about God, to be able to worship God, to praise God, and because they were very hard taskmasters. Now, that was a punishment that God sent upon the Jews. They were put under a hard slavery because of their sins. So that was a punishment. But then God said, now, because I hear your prayers, it's time to alleviate that slavery. And God said, I want you to give my people time to think about me, so they can go around and talk about the faith, and that they can have some recreation time, and they can have time, to, leisure time, to look at the world God created, to enjoy it, and to take the burden off of their backs, because they were workaholics. The Egypt slaves, usually, if it's a hard taskmaster, a hard slave owner, he'll overwork his slaves, and that's evil slavery. There's a good slavery, and there's an evil slavery. Slavery is not intrinsically evil. It's a very good thing. Sometimes God will even put a hard slave master over you if you're really bad. But my point is, the United States is like that. They're workaholics. Everything in the United States and the American dream is, and it comes from the Jewish, Talmudic Jewish, apostate Jewish greed and materialism, and the Anglo-Saxon Protestant materialism, Freemasonic greed. They always want you to work, 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 Baba, make money, 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 money. Got to pile up those bucks, baby. You got to make a lot of money, and unless you make a lot of money, you're not famous, and you're not good, and you're evil if you don't make a lot of money. And you got to go out there, and you got, and if you made $1 million, like the Jews, apostate Jews always tell you, it says he'll go out and make $2 million. If you make $2 million, go and make $4 million. If you work 40 hours a week, work 80 hours a week. If you're 80, work 120 hours a week. And if they can make you work more than 24 hours a day, they would, but they can't because there's only 24 hours in one day. They'd have you working 25 hours if they're 25 hours. They'd have you waking up in your sleep and working. That's how bad they are. This is the United States. It's like this. Proof of this is the big snowstorms we're having throughout this whole country right now. Massive blizzards and snowstorms. And I always wondered about this when I was living in the Northeast to show how greedy and stupid people are. They still go out on the highways and I gotta go to work, Bubba, gotta go to work. And it's not always the person's fault, because if he doesn't go to work, the boss might fire him for not going through blizzard storms, endangering his own life, endangering the lives of everybody else that he passes with his car. Massive pile-ups on the highways because everybody's got to go to work and we can't lose one day. One day of work lost, and the Jews calculate in his mind. I know, I work for many Jews in New Jersey. I know what they're like. Time is money, time is money. I could have made $10,000 today, but because I had to close down the company, I lost 10 grand. And the school system, that's even more absurd. They have this stupid type of pride, like they schools compete with one another to say, we never took one day off from school because of snow. Our kids go to school every day. They got to go to school every day. They got to drudge to school no matter if it's a blizzard. They got to go through fire. They got to go through barbarians. My kids got to go to school every day for the full amount of school day. Now that is so stupid, illogical. Do you think a kid really needs to be educated that much to learn the three basics about mathematics, reading, and writing? These are basics. It's not that hard. It's not hard to educate a kid. And a kid doesn't have to be educated the way they do today. They're trying to brainwash him. That's what they're trying to do. They want that kid in school to learn the American method of things. That we never take a day off. That we never have leisure time. We work, work all the time. We study, study all the time. And we can brainwash you every day. And you can come to school. And plus, then you don't have to bug your parents. That's another reason parents send their kids to school. Because they don't like their kids. They don't want to educate them. It doesn't take that much to educate a kid. They're obsessed with educating kids. They're obsessed with working. So much so that we saw in Chicago, in this great blizzard that we just had, it was wind, it was snow, the visibility, they said, was like 10 feet in front of you. And the cars were nevertheless still going out on the highways and driving. Now my question is this, why did the governor proclaim a national state emergency and say, I'm closing down all the highways and the roads, anybody found driving is going to get a ticket, we're going to fine him $500 and take his car off the road, only cars allowed out there are help vehicles, ambulances, and plow vehicles. Why don't they do that? Now, my whole whole life they've never done that. I grew up in New Jersey, and you'd have to go to work with sleet, with ice, with lack of visibility. You're holding on to the wheel so tight, you're watching the truck zip by you. Everyone knows what it's all about. By the time you get to work, you feel like you went through a 15-round heavyweight bout because your eyes are wide open. The car's moving a little bit. Stay home. Stay home. It's a sin against the fifth commandment when you do that. A governor or a mayor in a city, when he allows that, that's a sin against the fifth commandment of killing. You know what the fifth commandment is? Thou shalt not murder. Because you're endangering people. And you're endangering, not only are you, when you go out in your car like that, endangering yourself, you're endangering everybody you pass on that road, and the state and the government condones this, and even says, if you don't do it, we're going to fire you, or I need to do it, or I'm not going to, I took up all my days off, they gave me 5 days off this year, or 2 weeks, I took up all my days off, and I'm not going to have the money to pay my bills. So everybody's running around crazy, but I want to tell you the difference between the big cities and Truth or Consequences, where we live over here, which is a very good... They're much more laid back here in the south, west, and probably even down southeast even. That's why they hate the northerners and the big city people, and I don't blame them on this point, on the natural law. Because everything's fast, 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 brother. We got to go, go, go. We got to work, work, work. Down south, the old story was, when I used to drive down here from New Jersey to Florida, and you'd pass through there, and you would ask a guy... How long is it going to take me to get from here to here? And he says, I can't tell you how long it's going to take, but I can tell how many miles it is. Because you northerners, you drive fast. We don't do that here. That'll take us like 3 times the time it takes you to do it. They hate that when you tell them how long is it going to take. They do. So you can say, how long does it take me to get from Atlanta, Georgia to the border of Florida? And the Georgia person, this is years ago, I don't know about what they do now, but they used to tell you, I'll tell you how many miles it is, I ain't going to tell you how long it takes. Because they hate this fast, 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 gotta work. But over here in TRC, Ron and I are coming, we didn't even have it that bad. For around here, when you get a snow, that's a rare thing, and it usually doesn't last. This is the worst weather we ever had in the history of New Mexico. It broke 8 records and all that. Anyway, the snow wasn't even really that bad, but there was enough ice on the road for them to close down the major highway, 25, which is our major highway. They actually closed down the whole highway. All the trucks were pulled off the road and parked in the parking lot, and they were resting, waiting for the state troopers to reopen the road. That is a good law. These are people. New Mexico is like that. I will say it. They have services, and they're more charitable on the natural plane than a lot of these big cities, and care more for the people that are out there, like the senior citizens and the poor people. You don't see bums on the street and here and all that. And there's a lot of things here that are a lot better than the big cities. But my point is that that's something that really should be a give me, that you should never open up the roads to these people. And you look at the news reports, and what do you see? You see these massive car pileups on these highways that are snowed under, and they're all stuck on the highway. My question is, what did you even go out there in the first place for? You deserve what you get, you dummies. People can even die out there and freeze to death if you can't get out there and help them. It is stupid. It is proof of capitalism. It is proof of the Americanism. It is a proof of their materialism. Is it a proof of their greed? It's like the taskmaster Egyptians that were over to Israelites. Work, 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 Baba, work. And God said, I'm now going to deliver my people and give them some time to be able to worship me, to adore me, to have leisure time. I'm going to free my people from the burden of this tyrannical yoke. But the interesting thing in the United States, people put themselves under this yoke willingly for the sake of a buck. And they can't take off from work even one day. And who cares if you had to take off for a whole month? And your kids go to school for a whole month? Who cares? Teach your kid at home. Was your kid going to die? It's like almost like the kid goes to school and he gets some type of a pill that makes him live. And if he doesn't go to school for 2 days, the kid dies. It's the opposite. It shows you how evil school is, education is. Because they brainwash you kids. They make you materialistic. They make you greedy. They give you that spirit of evilness. But look at this. You deserve what you get. You know, my way of thinking, you know in the old days what they used to do when the winter came? They would just all dig in like a bunch of bears and hibernate. Yeah. Really, and wait till the winter snows were over, then go out and start working again. You could close down, get your minimum stuff that you need and prepare it ahead of time. You can absolutely do that. Even in the big cities, you can do that. Just like Joseph told Pharaoh to store up 7 years' worth of grain. Can't you store up enough food for the winter for everybody in the cities? Then let them get their share and then go back to work after the thaw goes out? You get 2 feet of snow, you're digging it out. You just dug it out, comes back again. Two more feet of snow, dug it out. Did it again, dug it out again. Dig it in, dug it out again. Bury the thing and hibernate. And at least, okay, if you want to go out and clear the roads, I'm not against that. But the worst evil thing, though, which is really a sin against the fifth commandment, is allowing these people to go out with their cars and just look at these pigs. They all do it. And then they cry and yell when they get stuck on the highways. You see them drive. I did it. I lived through it. I know what it's like. And the worst thing was not just snow. That's bad enough when you have a blinding snow, but when it turns to ice. That's when it's very dangerous. And they do it. Got to go to work. Got to get up. Then you wake up the next day. You got to dig yourself up. Got to go to work. Kids got to go to school. Kids got to go to school. Can't miss one day of school. Even one guy in New Mexico, some dummy. He must be imbibed by this spirit a little bit. Because they even have the education thing here. It's weird. They're bad with the education thing. But what happened here in New Mexico, because so many houses were calling for heat, because it's the coldest it's ever been. You think the desert doesn't get cold? Well, we had a -4 degrees in TRC. The gas companies could not have enough pressure to get the gas to all the houses to heat them. So they told the schools, you got to close down. Because I can't heat you and then heat the homes. The homes are more important. All the schools went nuts. We got to have school. We got to have school. But it was an order. But one guy said, not us. We're going to stay open. We have a generator. We got something else. We're going to get our generator working. And our kids are going to go to school. We're not going to miss a day. That's what he said. We're not going to miss a day. Right? Here's a guy grabbing up all this. That's the other reading I had, Teddy, about the guy that hoards up all the stuff, and then he guy says you're going to die tomorrow and you're going to go to hell. All this workaholism. Over-educating people. Making them think that education is the pinnacle of everything. You know why? If it was a good education, you wouldn't mind. And a good education doesn't ram it down your throat. A good education doesn't pile this thing, stuff on top of you and make you think you're an idiot if you get a C or a D or you're not particularly a smart person. A football player who likes to play football and basketball, the only way he can get up the ranks, he's got to go to college. So to let the kid go to college so he can play basketball, they gave him courses like basket weaving. And they would goof on those kids. Look at that stupid football player. He's taking basket weaving. So what? So what? He wasn't born to have brains like you. Everybody has a different gift. A simple person is even more better in a lot of ways than you overeducated idiots. So they pump this stuff down your throat. They want to brainwash you into schools. You got to work, work, work. But what was it about when our Lord Moses went in there? Let my people go so they may worship me and they may have leisure time and I will lift the burden off of their back. And it's amazing too, because even after that happened, the people weren't appreciative that what God did for them. That's another story, rebelled against Moses. But there's this thing about if you can get people to work, 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 and go to these pagan schools and school, learn just this stuff all the time, you're not going to learn about God. You're not going to be able to live a godly life. You're not going to be able to go out and take a nice little walk and just listen to the birds and watch a bird drink out of a bird bath. Take a look at some rabbits running around and sit down and pray a rosary. Look at the mountains. Look at the clouds like Father Francis did. You're not going to be able to see the glory of God's creation. I used to say when I was living in New Jersey, even I would work there as an optician. I had my own business, worked for friends. I was working in one town called New Providence, New Jersey. And it was upper middle class town and all that. But it doesn't matter where you work. The principle's the same thing. And we had a big window there. And you can see all the people in town. And all you see is people running all over the place like chickens with their heads cut off. I got to go to the cleaners to get my clothes. I got to drop the kid off for soccer. I got to go over here for an education meeting. I got to go to work. I got 15 minutes to work. I got to go over here. And you see people walking and running and even walking very fast, if not running across the street. They have a park right down the block from you. Nobody's in the park. Nobody's talking to one another. They don't even talk to one another anymore. You know, the devil knows if he can't get you to have leisure time to just sit down and talk, you can't even think about God. You can't even sit down for 2 seconds and think about the world and God and deeper things. That's how God speaks to you. Even pagans, that's how God tries to get their attention. He speaks to the pagan when he has time to think about more than his just working every day and maybe going to his school and being brainwashed. You don't see that anymore. Years ago, it wasn't that bad. It's gotten really bad now. People aren't standing on street corners and talking to one another anymore. They're not in parks talking to one. If you don't even want to go to a park today if you're in a big city. You're probably going to get mugged. I mean, nowadays, this is what... It's a work, work, work. Gotta go, Bubba. Gotta work. Gotta work. Gotta educate them kids. Oh, my kid had all 5 days from school last year. Oh! I'll tell you something. We got kids in here that don't even go to school. We homeschool them. That's the school they go to. And it's with improper moderation, just in the afternoon and all that. And they'll put your kids to shame. They're smart and everything they need to be smart. And believe me, even smarter than these kids. Because they have true wisdom. Because you know why? God imbibes them with what they need. We do. We have that here. I see it. I see God working tremendously in the souls of these children because they're being, first thing that we're putting in their life is the Catholic faith above all things, and then God gives them the rest. We're not over there saying, you got to get an A plus, you got to beat a shit. They do, and sometimes you'll see a kid, if he's not gifted, then he's not. But we give them what they need. They don't need to be going to school every day and education being rammed down their throat. Because really what they want to do is brainwash you. Either you're going to belong to a Masonic lodge or for a fraternal society or something, or you're going to go to school. And either one, all these are the ways that you get brainwashed by Americanism. And the best way is they can get you to go into this public school system. And even the private school systems, if they want to get accredited, have to teach heretical American history. Immoral, heretical American history, and even heretical science. That's where we are today. But you're looking at that, and I see this workaholism is a deadly infection. The Chicago thing, I was baffled. I said, it was like snow blowing, blizzard, and they showed all the cars on the highway, you know, and they were just stuck. And I said, what were you doing out there in the first place? See? And then even in Egypt, now the biggest complaint they have about all these protests is that they're adding it up to how much money they're losing every day. It's always money. It's always money. You know, really, the way God made man to work was, and you read it in the Old Testament, he works hard during the harvest season, and when the crops are up, maybe 6 months out of the year. And the other 6 months of the year, man takes it easy. Really. They think that if you watch a movie we just saw called The Dark Ages, we had to edit it. It had to be edited, because we edited it and all that. But it makes that point. All these luxurious people from the East and these Americanist materialist people looked at people that did what God really ordains men to do, is work hard 6 months a year and take off 6 months and stay in your little cottages with your fireplaces and talk about God and pray, and that's your leisure time with your family. They would call that barbarian, almost look upon it as laziness. And they said they would sit around and drink all day. Sit around and drink all day? What do you mean? I mean, all day sit around and drink? All day eat? I mean, it's they put a little negative twist on. They didn't have the source systems that the Romans had. They didn't have all the elite road systems. Who cares? Now, maybe you need a basic road system to get here to here. Few things might be good, but you don't really. Look at Jesus Christ. He was born in a stable, lived in poverty. They push those things. They do it in the movies too. If everybody began to think like you're supposed to think on the natural plane, that you shouldn't be working that much, it'll destroy the American dream and the Jew's going to lose all his money. He's the one that's reaping the benefits of all this, the apostate Jew and the Anglo-Saxon Protestants and the Freemasons. They're reaping the most benefits out of all this. They really got all the people out there working like slaves, and they're laughing all the way to the bank because they go, these people don't even realize they're slaves. They even like it. Boy, these people are the stupidest people in the whole world. But and people, that's the way they are. And if the kid goes, well, I had off from 10 school days we had off this year because of snow. Oh, your school stinks. We only had off 3 days. We went to school through the snow. You know what? Even going to these so-called Catholic schools, they had the same mentality. They were Americanist heretical schools. I went to them. Oh, those nuns, Jansenistic righty nuns, you know, the Pharisaical Pharisees on the right, stinking heretics. You better be in school every day. I don't care if you got to go through fire or ice. You're going to sit down. You're going to do this. What is that all about? Why do I have to conform? If it's really bad, stay home. Take it easy. What's wrong with you? They're crazy. I grew up with it. Even in these, what were we taught in these schools? Americanism. We weren't taught Catholicism. Not even in the littlest bit were we taught about Catholicism. Man got himself into this mess and he likes it. That's the weirdest part of all. But I tell you, you think he says, I'm giving a sermon for some people who may listen to me or live in these particular cities. Like, you see it on the news and he goes, I'm sick and tired of this. I've had it up to here. I can't take it anymore. Wow, that's it. They even had it in the Chicago papers on the front, uncle. And uncle means I give, you know. I give up. God's showing men. He's putting them down on their backs and he's saying, stop! 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 Like everybody says, stop the world, let me get off. You could. Come to TRC. Come to Williamsburg. If you want to get off the world, the best way to do it, and you want to save your souls, come to where we are. But I'm telling everybody, you better put your priorities straight. You can't take your possessions with you. When you die, you're going to leave them all behind. Then you got to go before your judgment seat of God. And that's going to determine the eternal fate of your soul. Those are the most important things. Give up your materialism. Give up your capitalism. Get up your Wall Street job or your fireman's job or your police job. You're up for promotion. I've been working for 50 years. I'm going to get up here. I'm going to get that. Give it all up and live a simple life. Go out like the immigrants do and pick fruit. And then go home at night. Work seasonal work. Make it as easy as possible so you can free up your time so that you can then use that time to pray, to study, to learn about God. Because you cannot do it. God says you can't love God and mammon. You can't do both. And then you'll start working for God. What we do here is we work for God. And God is the most beneficent, loving, honest, good ruler. That's all I can tell you. Because I've served both masters. I was in the world serving Satan for many years, and I know the difference. And believe me, the only reason people... The devil fools you. He makes you think that it's the opposite. But your own sins are the cause of your own slavery. Your own attachments to the world. When you finally really get right with God, it is a peace of heaven on earth. Jesus says, "My peace I give you, my peace I leave you. Not as the world giveth do I give unto you." He promises the true peace of the soul. So you people, I'm telling you right now, you better stop running around like crazy, because this whole show is going to go down anyway. And you can die tomorrow and then it's all going to go down. But God's giving all these people a warning. He's breaking their stubborn pride in their backs. They always want to keep those machines rolling. We always got to make things. First of all, why do you always need to buy things? This is what capitalism is. Capitalism is so evil. It makes people go out and get things they don't need. It's wasteful. It's not frugal. It's just absolutely wasteful. If people aren't constantly buying things, the economy crashes, because it depends upon this ever-ending, escalating... I'll give you an example. It's like, I have one car, buy another one, Richard. Okay, I got two cars, buy another one. I got three cars, buy another one. I got four cars. I got no more room for it. Buy another garage and buy a fifth car. That's what they want you to do. That's capitalism. I don't need all of that. Well, yes, you do, because you got to keep the Jew in the bucks. You got to keep the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant making the money. Buy, buy, buy. You need more, more, more. I got a coffee pot I've been using for years now that I took from New Jersey. My nephew gave me these hair clippers that I got. Cheap little things. I still have the same hair clippers. If people lived like we did, the Jew would be out of business overnight and the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant by being frugal. It doesn't mean cheap. Frugal doesn't mean cheap. You still can eat good. You can still have good things. But you don't need all these. You don't need to. Some people say, "I need a new refrigerator because I don't like the color anymore." Or they got this new model that looks a little better. Let me go out and get a new refrigerator. I need a new couch because I've been sitting on this one too long. I just want another couch, you know. I need another car. The car I got is the same car I had for years now. I call it the miracle car, but I had it when I was doing my paper route. Cost $500. It's a well German-made car, Volkswagen Jetta. That thing goes 50 miles per gallon on gas. It's like it runs rough, you know, but it's a diesel. That's it. Only time I ever bought a new car is when I was living with my parents. They brought me a new car and it was a lemon and the thing stunk. If the car business depended on me, they're out of business. You understand what I'm saying? How much do you need? A car to me is only to get from point A to Z. I don't care if you have a nice car. There's nothing wrong with that. Or you need two cars, maybe a pickup and a thing. But how much do you need? You got to keep going out and buying them every 3-4 years to keep that capitalism rolling? To keep it going? No, no. You buy one good thing. They say, even in Europe, when they came over from Europe, they were still bad, and there's a punishment for them coming over here. But they even had that sense of, oh, see this countertop? It was my grandmother's and her great-grandmother's and her great-great-grandmother's. It's handed down in the family, and the table's still used. Imagine if people lived like that. Everybody kept the table that their great-great-great-great-grandparents had and never bought a new table. You're going to put the table people out of business. You see, but you don't need all that business. You don't. It's fabricated for greed. You need basics like healthcare and food and certain things and water. People in the old days had that when they weren't greedy in Catholic societies. They had it and they had it very good too. And they had themselves a good 6 months off or 3-4 months out of the year off to take it easy. Nowadays, you go on America and you get a job, they'll say, "Well, for the first week, we're only going to give you 1 week off out of the year. Then when you're here for 2 years, we're going to give you 2 weeks." Oh, see, people are slaves. Even now you're slaves, you stupid dummies. And you're being punished because of your own greed. This is like a voluntary slavery people have put themselves under. So this is just a short little sermon against capitalism, materialism, greed. And it's harlot again, which is going down and it's going to go down very hard. And these people that are spoiled by this harlot, most of them are going to kill themselves. But those who are humble are going to be hurting for a while, but they're going to thank God when He takes away all these things they don't need, and they find themselves living a much more simpler, non-greedy, non-materialistic life. People who even begin to listen somewhere in the credit card businesses where they realize how evil this is now. They got themselves up over their head and they're losing their homes and their cars. So from what I understand, people are now not using them as much. Good, good. You say God's not merciful? Oh, He's eminently merciful. All these things He's doing is to make you people wake up to these natural law things that you can recognize are evil, and then He will enlighten you later on if you keep going forward with the Catholic faith, which is only being preached by us here in TRC, and if you're ultimately of goodwill, you will end up with us, coming into God's one true church, His Holy Catholic Church, which is here in Truth or Consequences, New Mexico. It's the only place it is right now. And that's where you're going to be able to get into the church, and most importantly, have a hope to save your soul, and even it will give you peace on this earth, the peace that this world cannot give you. You want to continue to run around like a chicken with your head cut off? That's your prerogative, but that's not even the worst thing that's going to happen to you, because you're going to be a chicken whose head is cut off who goes to hell when he dies. Do you want that to happen? Uh-uh. Name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Or maybe they do. This recording was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878. And can be accessed on my St. John the Baptist website at www.johnthebaptist.us.